Christmas is a very special time for children everywhere, although some do seem to have much more to celebrate at this time of year than others. At first sight, it would seem there's not much in common between an orphanage for abandoned Zimbabwean children and a prestigious choir school in the heart of London. In the first, there is little water or electricity. The children have lost their parents to AIDS, and many are HIV positive themselves. The second is a place of privilege and opportunity, where young Catholic boys receive an excellent choral education as part of a liturgical music tradition dating back to the 16th century. But thanks to modern technology and the shared vision of two music professionals, the children of these very diverse backgrounds come together to help us celebrate the true spirit of Christmas.
It's the idea of Hal Broadbent, who's one of the parents of a chorister in our choir, and he works for the Jesuit missions in London. And he had spent a year in Zimbabwe several years ago when he was a student, and was very keen that, particularly at this time when it's acknowledged that it possibly it's at its worst ebb, that we should try and do something constructive with our choir and the choir out at the school in Macumbi.
Lee Ward is director of music at the London Oratory School, where he also runs a liturgical choir, the Schola Cantorum. As well as the regular performances of sacred music, the choir has had some commercial success as well, singing on the soundtracks for Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings, and more recently the Golden Compass film. But in November, Ward travelled to Zimbabwe for the first time to help record a children's choir at the Macumbi Orphanage, run by four Jesuit priests for kids whose lives have been torn apart by HIV and AIDS.
I was very surprised at how happy they were. Incredible children, really, and they have really so little. For example, you know, we were there for 4 days and there was only 5 hours of electricity in those 4 days, and they'd run out of candles. So, you know, it was sort of pitch black at 6 o'clock at night. And so these children, the only thing they could do was to go to bed. You know, and some of them, you'd have children of 6 months sharing rooms with boys of 17. So the sort of lifestyle that they lead like that is, you know, is not great. And, of course, without electricity, they can't pump water. So it was very difficult for them to collect water, and cooking was difficult as well.
Many of them are also suffering from HIV-related infections, aren't they?
That's right. I think most of them have been orphaned through HIV and AIDS, and a significant amount of them are actually suffering themselves with the disease, yeah.
I shall not leave you orphans.
Accompanying Ward to the children's home was Chris Burkett, a singer, guitarist and producer who's worked with all sorts of rock bands such as Talking Heads and The Pogues. But over his 30-year career, he's become increasingly involved in projects with a humanitarian side to them.
I work with a lot of international artists. I work with Peter Gabriel. Bob Geldof is a humanitarian worker. A lot of Buffy St. Marie, she's an American artist who works for Native American rights. So a lot of my projects are involved with, they also cross over with humanitarian principles.
You've also been involved in various projects in Africa, haven't you?
Yes, I worked in the South Africa for a couple of times, and I produced some fairly well-known records down there, which were successful. And at one stage, actually, I was so touched by the enormous wealth of talent in Africa that I actually applied for citizenship of South Africa to open a studio and a record company dedicated to help black musicians from the townships.
Now, more recently, you've been in Zimbabwe, haven't you, recording this song for Christmas. Tell us a bit about this project, how it all started.
Well, there's an old friend of mine called Hal Broadbent. He used to be called Hal St. John, and I did a record with him many years ago at my studio in London called From a Sheltered Flame, and it was a record about homeless people in London. And this was about 20 years ago, and just recently, a couple of months ago, he found me through the internet, through my MySpace site, and he sent me an email. He said, would you like to produce a Christmas record for the Mukumbi Mission Choir in Zimbabwe? And I said, I'd love to, because in fact, I'm just working now on a project which is close to my heart called Music for Life. And this project involves going to poor parts of the world, recording artists that live in poor communities, and making a contract so that the money from the sales go into the community. So we use music to help poverty, to help alleviate poverty. And this is something which I've been very passionate about for many years. I think it's the work of music to do this.
You actually went out to Zimbabwe, didn't you, to the Mukumbi Children's Home run by the Jesuit missionaries. Tell us a bit about what it was like.
I didn't know what to expect at all. I was very surprised at the poverty in the country. There's a, you know, it's, they have something like 6,000% inflation going on. I didn't know what state the children would be in or the missionary. So I was quite—I was expecting it to be in little huts and, you know, trying to record stuff in, you know, out in the bush or something. This is in my imagination. But when I arrived, I found it was very well organized. The mission is organized by Father Muller, and he's doing a great job. Everybody has food. They're struggling a lot because there's hardly any water. The electricity supply is very unreliable there, so they have power cuts constantly. So we had to run the music equipment with a generator. But the spirit of the place is amazing. There's about nearly 1,000 people staying there, and the choir itself was the infant choir. When me and Lee arrived, we were welcomed by the choir. They sang us a beautiful song to welcome us. It was very touching. I was in tears. Then we rehearsed with them for the following day, and then on the Saturday we recorded the kids, and I did a lot of recordings, and took this back to my studio in France and worked on the recording. And then I put the music around the choir, because we didn't have the technology for the choir to sing on any music. They sing very 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 free and very naturally. So this is quite an interesting project, because they were singing the song, but throughout the song, because they're not used to singing with instruments, there's no organ at the church there, there's nothing. I borrowed a guitar of one of the priests, and I tried to keep the kids into a regular pitch for the record. But of course, by the end of the song, it always went down about 4 semitones, so that was quite a lot of work to get them where they should be musically. After that, I took the recording to London, and we went to the Angel Studios in Islington with a scholar choir. And the scholar choir sang on top of the music and the Mukumbi orphan choir, which were already there. So they sang with them afterwards. So that's how we put it together. It was kind of an international overdub situation.
What about the boys back there in London? How do you think they have been affected by this rather unusual project?
And I think it's had a very moving effect on our boys. I mean, they simply hadn't been exposed to that sort of thing before, a lot of them. And I've been very impressed at how they've taken on board, and they're all very keen to get their family and friends to download the recording and get the money to go directly to the orphanage. So it's been a very sobering experience for them, I think.
Tell us just then the best way to find a recording of this.
It's now, as from today, it's downloadable on iTunes, and it costs 79p, and 49p of that will go directly to the orphanage. So you can also get more details on a website we set up, which is www.silentnight2007.com, and that gives some information about the background of the orphanage as well. We'll be right back.
And my thanks there to Lee Ward, Director of Music at the London Oratory School, and to Chris Burkett, producer of this rather special Christmas record. Once again, that website where you can find more details, www.silentnight2007.com.